Same ground, different sound. You're on Homo Ground. This is Scantron with episode 201. The song Get a Yes from Sad 13, a music project of Sadie Dupuis of Speedy Ortiz. Sadie wanted to create songs that put affirmative consent at the heart of the subject matter and emphasize friendship among women while trying to de-escalate the toxic jealousy and ownership that are often centered in romantic pop songs. Sad 13 is currently on a national tour in the US right now. All the bands that you'll hear on this episode are supporting Sad 13 on tour. You can find out which bands are playing which shows and the tour dates and cities at homoground.com/episode201. I've got more music from Sad 13 coming up later on this episode, but for now, I'm going to jump over to Seattle, Washington to play music by Lisa Prank, a music project of Robin Edwards, who describes their music as Trapper Keeper pop punk or babysitter punk. It's music to make out to and also to listen to in your car when you're driving home feeling sad. I've got two songs from the album Adult Teen, which came out this summer, called Turn It Up and Take It All.
No one will ask.
it's been a couple months since we released our 200th episode of the Homo Ground podcast, and a lot of things have happened since then. I'm sure in your own personal life, and also in the United States, if you live in the United States, a lot has been happening. And even in countries outside of the United States, it feels like a lot of really unbelievable things are happening right now. A lot of really sad and oppressive and unfortunate things have been happening. And those things have invoked a lot of emotions in everyone. Feelings of anger, sadness, grief, hate, fear. Certain beliefs have been amplified, beliefs that promote and encourage sentiments of hate and violence towards people who are different. There's a lot of stuff going on right now, and it can seem really overwhelming, and it can be really easy to feel defeated and hopeless. But there are things that we can do. We can continue to be proactive and positive about the things that we are able to do and the things that we are able to change. Since Homo Ground is a music podcast, I don't want to spend a majority of the time talking about politics and all the fucked up shit that's happening in the world. There's plenty of other platforms that are already providing these spaces, but I do want to highlight the amazing things that bands are doing to combat those fucked up isms of the world. In 2015, Speedy Ortiz created a help hotline that people could text if they felt unsafe at any of their shows. I'm going to read the manifesto that they distributed about the hotline. It says, "We believe that as a concert goer, you have a right to an inclusive, welcoming performance space. Music should be free of discrimination, and venues should strive to keep concert goers of all kinds safe. We'd like to help. Harassment and intolerance will not be permitted at tonight's show or at other Speedy Ortiz shows. Prejudice, oppressive language, and aggressive behaviors of any kind are unacceptable to us. This includes, but is not limited to, racism, sexism, classism, homophobia, transphobia, ableism, and all other oppressive and marginalizing actions and microaggressions. The emotional and physical safety of our friends at shows is of paramount importance to us. We want to play shows that are built upon community support and mutual respect. If you hear someone behaving harmfully, we encourage you to speak up and speak out. If you are being harassed or feel unsafe and need help, please send a text to us directly. We will work with venue security and do our best to get you out of harm's way. Together, we can make shows safer and more inclusive for a wider community." It's unfortunate that things like this even need to exist, but it is really awesome that bands like Speedy Ortiz are putting these systems in place, and hopefully other bands out there have or are able to replicate these systems. If you're a band who's looking to replicate this type of model at your own shows, I'm sure you can get in touch with Speedy Ortiz for guidance on how to go about setting something like this up and what you can do to help keep your shows safe and inclusive spaces.
You should see nothing. I see.
That was the song The Sting off of Sad 13's new album that just came out called Slugger. Currently, they are on a North American tour playing shows with all the bands that are featured on this episode, including Vagabond, a musical project from Cameroon-born, New York City-raised musician Leticia Tamco. In an article in The Village Voice, Leticia talks about struggling with wanting to just make music and do her thing and not have a face, but also wanting to be visible. She also explained that she wrestles with being constrained by the same music world that has given her purpose and community, even if it remains disconnected from a past that she's proud of but hasn't fully brought into her present. Coming up is the song Fear and Force off of a new record called Infinite Worlds coming out on Father Daughter Records in February 2017. The song is actually a remake of the song Vermont 2 from the Persian Garden EP. And after that, I've got more songs from that EP, the song Sharks and Heroin. Up next is Told Slant, a bedroom punk band from New York made up of Oliver Kalb, Gabrielle Smith, Emily Sprague, and Felix Walworth at the helm. In an interview Felix did with Bay Bridge, they said, "There's definitely some kind of joy that I experience in taking some kind of feeling or image and being able to express it in such a particular but also accessible way. The joy for me is just the art of it. It feels like solving a riddle or something. There's so many ways in the world that you can say I'm sad." I've got songs from their album Going By, an album that deals with a lot of confusion and loneliness and sadness. Felix says the record sort of points to alternative ways to relating to yourself and relating to other people that can sort of act like paths out of that tempest pool. Coming up are the songs Low Hymnal, I Don't, and Tsunami.
I don't my fault. I don't wanna think about it at all.
Modern Huge from LA will be debuting her first episode hosting the Homoground podcast, featuring bands from Los Angeles. Modern Huge has been featured on previous episodes in the past, and that's how we came to know about her. You can check out episode 187, which was our Prince tribute hosted by Jack Atcha, where bands that have been featured on the Homoground podcast recorded cover songs in memory of Prince. You can also check out episode 170 and 176 to find original songs by Modern Huge. Head over to homoground.com to check out our gallery of concert photos and live events taken by members of the Homoground team, including Haley Rosenblum and Shelly Simon. You can find photos of bands rocking out like Diet Sig, Hey Baby, Sailor Poon, Boy Toy, and more. If you have an event coming up that you'd like to promote, you can submit it through our website to be featured in our events section. If you have a new music video coming out, you can also submit that too. We've got a whole channel of music videos created by and for queer musicians.
Was the you pay me what you owe? I sweat harder than those who got handed money cause their birth was landed. My girl's dancing on the pole. Got some moves I killed and though. All in paychecks and brushing up on Dickinson.
Live my life like the cool kids. Now I got a little pride, call it hubris. Deuces, if you want my rhymes for some goose eggs. Cause who says that you can't make dope art and go far? Blow hards with no bars. They throw hard like Olgard, Moltar. But I'm a star, I'm a pulsar. I be wanting hardwood floors, a couple hardcore tours. I don't care about the whips, though I'd like four doors. I don't care about the dish, though I'd like four cores. Cause I write dope bars on my type four fours. Yeah, I never sweat it, just try to make it manifest. Living on my fam, no Oedipus. Living on my fans, all 10 of us. Nah, that was said in jest. Even though I'm messing, there's a lesson, Sadie said it back.
So pay me what you will, I'll spar until it's so coming into powers. Guns on the microscope, say the truth about your trolls. Intrinsically, you were born as good as me. I'm coming into powers.
That was the song Coming Into Powers by Sad 13 featuring Samus off of the new album Slugger. Be sure to head over to homoground.com/episode201 to find out more information about all the bands that you've heard on this episode and to find tour dates to check them out live. Closing out this episode is Emily Rio, an audiovisual artist and producer based in Brooklyn. She'll be joining Sad 13 on their eastern part of the tour in the first part of December. And in an interview with Stereogum, she said that she wrote the song Spell during a period of time when she had been feeling emotionally numb and literally couldn't feel anything. She was diagnosed with persistent depressive disorder a few months later. She'd been struggling with different forms and degrees of mental illnesses, including OCD, anxiety, and depression since she was 8. So the need to try and cope with whatever was going on in her head wasn't new. But this particular feeling, or lack thereof, was. She was scared that she'd never get to experience enjoyment again, and was just hoping to feel anything at all, even the bad stuff. You can order a 10-inch copy of Spell on gray and white vinyl from Orchard Tapes. It's a limited release of 250 copies, featuring images of the moon. Each order includes stickers, a pin, guava candy, a handwritten thank you note, and a logo-pressed green tea bag. Coming up are the songs Stronger Swimmer and Spell by Emily Rio.
cast a spell on me. Bind me to your fear. Dizzying breeze, speed my heartbeat. Mountainside.